You don't always find inspiration where you expect it. Sometimes it sneaks up on you, or it appears in a book that you pick. Sometimes the best ideas come from unexpected places, and marketing wisdom is no different. So today, I'm going to be sharing 5 books. Marketing isn't just about ads. It isn't just about selling. It's about... Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over 2 decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. These books are not all traditional marketing books, but each one holds a key lesson that can change how you think about branding, business, and growth. And here's the best part. I'm going to break it down so you can pick the right book for you, depending on what you need in your marketing right now. I got you covered. So are you ready? Let's dive in to book number 1. Here it is. The Purple Cow by Seth Godin. Now, I know if you're listening to this in the car, you're listening to this and not seeing it visually, it's okay. I'm going to break it all down for you. But if you can see this book, the first thing that you'll notice is it's not actually up the right way. It's like, which way is the right way? Is it this way? Is it that way? How cool is this? Because this book is all about how to stand out. If you want to stand out in business, grab yourself a copy of this book. The author, Seth Godin, says safe is risky in marketing. The worst thing is being forgettable. The purple cow concept is this. People ignore ordinary things, but a purple cow, come on now. You see a purple cow in a field? You're going to go, hey man, there's a purple cow in the field. It's like, it grabs attention, all right? Here's a line from the book. We merely just open up the cover and read this. This classic bestseller that taught the business world that safe is risky, very good is bad, and above all, you're either remarkable or invisible. Shut the gate, how good is that? This immediately challenges our conventional thinking. Playing it safe in marketing is actually the riskiest thing you can do. Who would have thought, right? Playing it safe is risky. The key lesson here is you need to be remarkable in a crowded marketplace. If you think that you are surrounded by competition and it's really busy, you need to think differently. Let's look at some examples. Apple, Tesla, Airbnb disrupted their industry by doing something unique. It's time to stop playing it safe, okay? Stop. Find what makes your product or brand extraordinary and lean into that. All right? There we go. That's this book. Purple Cow, Seth Godin. Go out and grab yourself a copy. Now, the next book that we're going to talk about is Breadwinner by Tom O'Toole. I have talked about this book before, and you can see how long I've had this book. The spine, if you can see this podcast, you can see that the spine's really faded because it's been on my bookshelf for a really long time. And I had the pleasure of actually meeting this author, Tom O'Toole. He's a baker from Beechworth that turned a small town bakery into a tourist attraction by obsessing over the customer experience, right? What have we got to learn from a baker? Let me tell you, a lot. He focused on building relationships, not just selling his products. The secret is selling and creating a customer experience that people talk about. For a lot of us in business, word of mouth marketing is its best. In this instance, it's a mix of all of these things: great products, great storytelling, community engagement. And the takeaway from this is marketing just isn't about advertising. It's about creating experiences that turn customers into raving fans, all right? Will you read this one? Have you already read this one? When I talk about this book, it has such a big following, okay? There's so many, if you're a business owner, not just on marketing advice, but overall great business advice, rush out there and get yourself a copy of Breadwinner. Right, let's go to our next book that we're going to give you some inside information on that I've read. The next book that we're going to talk about today is Day Trading Attention by Gary Vee. I don't have a physical copy of this book because I've got the audio book. But it talks about social media and real-time value. If you want to know about this topic, get your hands on a copy of this book. And look, even though I've got the audio version of this book, I really recommend getting the print one because I'm about to go out there and get that also. It's talking about Gary V's attention trading concept, all right? That we are trading our time for attention. How right is he? There's a quote from the book. Okay. Attention is the most valuable asset. If you don't know where it is shifting, you're already behind. Marketing today is about capturing attention in real time, being active on social media, reacting to trends, and constantly providing value. The brands that go viral on TikTok or Twitter aren't lucky. Okay. They're watching trends. They're jumping at the right moment. The books make you think not just about getting attention, it's about what are you going to do once you get it, right? Brands that genuinely engage, respond, and care build long-term customer loyalty. Have you read it? Are you about to read it? I'd love to hear. DM me. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. The next book that we're going to talk about is Good to Great by Jim Collins. Now, this book is all about marketing with purpose. This is not a traditional marketing book, once again, but his lessons on business greatly apply directly to branding and marketing. Here's a quote from the book. Good is the enemy of great. Find out what you can be the best at, what you're passionate about, and what drives results. Then go all in. Now, what does this sound like? It sounds like what we talk about now a lot in marketing is generating that irresistible offer. What do you do differently from everybody else? This book was written a really long time ago and the principles still apply. You can be good, right? Or you can be great. The difference between the two is, are you just comfortable being good? Oh, I'm good enough. I'm doing things enough. What if you strive to be more, break through the ceilings and were great? What if you did that? Let's look at an example. Nike. Just do it. They don't just sell shoes. They inspire athletes with that mission. Just do it. Just do it. Great marketing isn't just about selling. It's about building a brand that stands for something bigger. If you've read this book, let me know. All right? I want to see it in the comments. Let me know what your takeaways were. I'd love to hear from you. You can see this book, or maybe it caught on fire in my house at some point there. But, you know, again, a great book that's been on my shelf for a very long time. Now, the last book we're going to talk about today, again, don't have the copy with me, but that's okay. Start With Why by Simon Sinek. Isn't that just so powerful? Start With Why. This is all about the power of purpose-driven marketing. And here's a quote from the book for you. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Why you do it, okay? He talks about this golden circle framework. Why, how, what? In a circle. Why, how, what? Start with purpose, not with features. Look at the way Apple markets itself. I know we talk about Apple a lot through our episodes, but Apple isn't a tech brand. When you think of Apple the brand, you don't think, oh, wow, they're really techie. You don't. You think of it as a company that challenges the status quo. So the takeaway here and why you should read this book if you haven't already, if your marketing feels uninspiring, it's probably because you haven't defined your why. So what's the big lesson from all these books? What will you focus on next? Marketing isn't just about ads. It's about creating experiences, telling stories. Be remarkable with the purple cow. Prioritize customer experience with Breadwinner. Capture attention in real time with Gary V's attention trading concept. Build a meaningful brand with Good to Great, and start with why with Simon Sinek. Comment below and let me know what book you found most valuable, what other books are on your bookshelves that you gain great inspiration from. And until next episode, stay cool and keep marketing, keep learning. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.